as you wish, was all he ever said to me.
Farm boy, fill these with water. Please.
As you wish.
That day, she was amazed to discover that when he was saying, as you wish, what he meant was, I love you. And even more amazing was the day she realized she truly loved him back.
It's been 27 years since cult classic The Princess Bride first hit cinema screens. Over time, it's become one of the most quoted and loved films of our generation. Cary Always, the farm boy come pirate, has just released a book which chronicles the inconceivable adventures of the making of the film. It's appropriately titled As You Wish, his signature line throughout the film. I had a quick chat with Cary over the phone this week, and as usual in radio, to make sure the sound's okay, our engineer asked him to say a couple of words beginning with P.
I can say pesky. Propagate. Pencil.
It's like a sort of Rorschach test.
Pogo stick. Polygraph test. Paternity suit.
Let's give it a go, hey?
Right.
Firstly, Cary Always, thank you so much for talking with us on the list today.
Thank you for having me on your show, Kathy.
Now, tell us about the fans of this movie.
The fans of this film are extraordinary. I meet parents, grandparents, kids, grandkids. They've all watched it together, and it's everybody enjoys it on their own level. You know, people come to me with things that they've spotted in the film, you know, and so people read different things into it, like a good song or something. People get attached to it. So I call it the gift that keeps on giving.
It's not just kids and families. I mean, you met the late Pope John Paul II. He'd seen it.
That's correct.
Bill Clinton has seen it 100 times.
Yes.
In your book, Rob Reiner, the director, talks about being in a restaurant in New York when the mobster John Gotti walked in with about half a dozen henchmen and recited the script to him.
Yeah. No, it's amazing. It's one of those things where we can't quite put our finger on it, because if we could, we'd go and make a ton of more of those kind of films. But it's just, I think we were lucky. We caught lightning in a bottle, really.
You made the film. It was a great experience. It did modestly well.
Not as well as we'd hoped. It opened the same week as Fatal Attraction, so we kind of came and went pretty quickly. The film didn't really find its audience until the VHS market started taking off. People started renting it and buying it and giving it as gifts. About 10 years later, I was in a restaurant in New York, and I was ordering a hamburger or something, and the waitress asked me how I wanted it cooked. And I said, medium rare, and she said, as you wish. And I'd never heard that before. I said, excuse me. And she winked at me and said, you know, and walked away. And it was a very strange and wonderful thing. It was the beginning of the resurgence of this film that had been mostly dead for 10 years.
Mostly dead, yes.
Yeah.
It's the most eminently quotable film. Does that become tiresome at all? I mean, you must be always hearing people who are thinking they're making the same joke for the first time.
Well, I've got it easy. I don't mind, actually. I feel very blessed by it, actually. I've got three very sweet words that people mostly want me to whisper in their ears, and it's usually ladies. And I have it easy compared to, say, Wally Shawn, who, if he misses an elevator, someone screams inconceivable at him. Or
Mandy Patinkin.
Or Mandy Patinkin, or Billy Crystal can't walk into a deli ever again. You know, someone offering something lean.
You also write that the film is really about love, and lots of different kinds of love, and this was translated into the way the film was made. Tell us what you mean by that.
It was made with a lot of heart. It's starting with Bill Goldman, our writer, who's a national treasure, really. It's the man responsible for Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid and Marathon Man and All the President's Men. He wrote the novel by asking his daughters, what book they wanted him to write. And they were just kids at the time. And one of them said princesses and the other said brides. So it started from a very sweet place. And then you had Rob Reiner, who was at the peak of his talent at that point in his career. He just coming off Spinal Tap, and he was at the right just at the right stage in his life to do the film. He just had the right sensibility to do it. Every director sets the tone, but Rob's tone is one of just pure joy and love. I don't think any other director could have pulled it off.
And then add swashbuckling, sword fighting, giant rats. Well, sorry, I shouldn't say giant rats.
Yeah, rodents of unusual size and giants.
Rodents of unusual size.
It was incredible. It was like being on a circus, for real. We even had four white horses, and our ringmaster would direct the show. It was fun.
Kerry, always, you have 80 films to your name, and this is the one that you're talking about.
It'll
now.
It'll be on my tombstone, Kathy. It'll be as you wish, three words.
Thanks so much for the book and also for talking with us.
Thank you, Kathy. I appreciate it.
Wesley, what about the RUSs?
Rodents of unusual size? I don't think they exist.
That's Kerry Elwes, actor and author of As You Wish, Inconceivable Tales from the Making of The Princess Bride.